Today we're going to talk about the Miami Dolphins' latest loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, I apologize for anybody who enjoys a little bit of the longer ones, a little bit of the 5 minute, pushing the 6 minute boundary ones, but this one's going to be a little bit short as I just kind of got back from New York and I'm extremely tired, but we're going to push on and we're going to move on. So the Miami Dolphins just lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers as I'm recording this. It was a great game to start the game. Watched the first half on the plane. Was very enjoyable. Xavier Howard getting an interception. But towards the end of the first half, on a 3rd and 20, the Miami Dolphins gave up a 45-yard touchdown to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And for anyone that's been a Miami Dolphins fan, as long as I'm sure many of you have and as long as I have, you know that the Miami Dolphins are notorious for bad second halves under whatever head coach it's under. And they're also very known for momentum being a really huge swinger. An example, when Joe Philbin was fired and Dan Campbell became the interim head coach, you had a huge swing. The Dolphins blew out two straight opponents, and then they were just the Dolphins again. But overall, I feel like I have to tell you guys, this is going to still be a great Miami Dolphins team in the future. As you can see in the past couple of weeks, this coaching staff does have them in a position to win. Now, the second half blunders, there's still some worry there. The second half blunders aren't great, noticing that they're not able to do much in the second half. And I know I mentioned that Ryan Fitzpatrick was kind of that juice, and he's still been the juice. He still is kind of right now. But it can only go so far, and we can only be so far. Obviously, once we get into off-season talk, once we get towards that point of the year for us here at SFMN, then it'll get a little more interesting talking about certain quarterbacks, of course, Tua Tagovailoa. But it was still a good game to watch. Now, one of the things that happened before the game was Kenyon Drake got traded from the Miami Dolphins for a conditional six-round pick, which could become a fifth, to the Arizona Cardinals. And it was a little bit of an unfortunate, I guess, for me, because I had written an article earlier on for SFMN talking about how Kenyon Drake was a man to look out for after his good game against the Chargers, but it never really went there. Of course, him being a huge part of the Miami Miracle, we hope him best, and we hope that with Arizona, he does a great job, but he's going to be a free agent. Anyone who is kind of getting mad at that, they weren't going to get a lot of for Kenyon Drake. He never really showed that he was a every down back, and it showed a lot. But it was a good game, honestly. The Miami Dolphins played a very good game. The defense early, you could tell that the second that ex Xavier Howard went out with his knee injury that's been reoccurring for the past couple of weeks, that it just became a lot harder because they don't have a lot of good corners on the roster. With X there, it covers a lot of ground, and you can have a lot of different corners do a lot of different things. Once he's out of the game, once he's not in the same kind of way that X is known for being in, it hurts the Miami Dolphins defense, and it's really shown. But they showed a lot of fight, and they showed that they still play hard, even on defense, even on the 3rd and 20s. And that's going to be something that, you know, Coach Flo is going to go after this year or this week, especially on a shorter week. You're going to play on Sunday. You just played Monday night. You got a flight back. It's going to be a shorter week, but they're going to hammer out that they need – you can't have those 3rd and 20s. I think it was 3 3rd and 20s that the Miami Dolphins defense gave up. And even if you're fighting hard, even if you're doing great in terms of the playing, you can't give those up. You just absolutely cannot give those up. Next week, the Miami Dolphins, they're going to have to look to try to get a win. It's going to be a little bit difficult. I mean, every game for the Miami Dolphins is going to be a little bit difficult, but it's just going to, we'll have to see what happens. It's going to be against the Jets, so maybe they'll get a win, but it's still going to be difficult because it's the Jets and it's Adam Gase who wins revenge games, which never happens, but it's going to be here in Miami. It's a 1 o'clock game like all Dolphins games usually are, but a bright side to look at for tonight. Through all the tired rambling, through all the yelling at your screen if you're a fan and getting upset, or if you're one that wants them to lose, being happy, there's still light at the end of the tunnel. And the way that these coaching staff is coaching the players and the way that they're fighting each and every day and each and every game shows that there is a huge future for this Miami Dolphins team. And you should continue to look out for next season. They got a crap ton of draft picks. They have a lot of offseason money to use. And it'll be a fun one to watch. From SFMN, this has been Kai Chen Chisholm.